And it almost tastes like cake sometimes.
Yes. Well, I had some for lunch up at the Elks day before yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It clearly had sugar in it.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, it has a sweet taste on it.
That's one reason.
And then you can buy just regular old fashioned cornmeal too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, they have.
I sort of like the with that little sweet taste on it.
Oh, I think that's very characteristic Hoosier cornbread, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you've spoken about the different kinds of bread. You spoke of light bread, didn't you?
Yeah.
Bread made of white and wheat flour, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're differentiating between homemade bread and bread from the store, what would you call that bread from the store?
Commercial bread, I would call it from the store.
Did you ever call it store bread?
Yeah, I've heard that you would call it store bread.
Or just plain bread?
Plain bread.
Uh-huh. Ever hear bought bread, boughten bread?
Yes, you hear that very often, boughten bread. Somebody say, I have a loaf of boughten bread here. I don't have any homemade bread or something like that.
Well, now, how about the favorite baked goods from the bakery, the circular type?
Like the donut?
Uh-huh. That's the common expression here.
Yeah, you have two types. You have a bread donut, and then you have what we call a cake donut at the bakery.
What about the thin cakes of wheat, fried?
Mush.
Thin. I'm thinking of corn, but wheat.
Wheat.
Nice.
Oh, pancakes.
Uh-huh.
Or waffles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You've already spoken of yeast bread, haven't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Talking about an amount of flour. You'd say to somebody, and you need to hold more than a pound anyway, you say, give me two
cups of flour, usually.
Or if you're thinking about pounds, you'd say, give me two.
Yeah, 2 pounds of flour, a 2 pound bag of flour, okay. Or 5 or 10.
Sure. How about the center of an egg? What?
The yolk, the center of an egg, uh-huh.
And what about if you're not sure about the shade of something, you say, I can't tell the
color.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But if you're speaking of the yolk, you'd say, now the yolk is
yellow. Mm-hmm.
And eggs that are prepared in very hot water
are boiled. Are either boiled or poached eggs are prepared in hot water too.
They're kind of steamed, the poached ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ground meat of hog, what do you call that?
Sausage.
Uh-huh. And the person who prepares and handles the meat?
The butcher.
And there's no other name for that, really?
Not that I know of, no.
If meat has been around too long and it's gotten really very bad, you say that meat is
rancid.
Okay.
Or,
I speak of butter.
It is also rancid.
Or strong, I've heard.
Strong, mm-hmm. Yeah, my father used to buy from these prairie farmers down here I was speaking of.
Uh-huh.
They used to bring butter in. And in the summertime, people by the name of Lashes were very fine farmers. And the Holwalts was some other farmers down there that were very good. And the Rush Lines. In fact, all that region down in there were customers of ours.
I see.
And they used to come in on Saturday morning, and Mrs. and Mrs. would come in, and they usually had a basket about that long and about that wide and about that high with butter that was in the mold in the